This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Spending again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Consumer spending makes up 70% of our economy, and it's been hammered by the recession. But it looks like we're starting to spend again. Consumer spending rose 0.7% last month, higher than expected. Peter Morici is an economist at the University of Maryland. He joins us live. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
So we're spending a little bit more than we thought. How significant is this?
Well, it's good news, although spending was down in September, so we're hardly busting out of the gates, but yet it is rising, even if just a little bit.
Now, one caveat to that is that durable goods orders, and those are big purchases, things like computers and refrigerators, that was down unexpectedly. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it means that folks are not buying big items, and they're not coming off the shelves. And so the retailers are not ordering things like washing machines and computers and so forth from manufacturers in big numbers.
So the overall consumer spending picture, the takeaway, what, good, bad?
Slow economic recovery, unemployment will continue to rise into the new year, though the pace of increase will slow.
We did get some great news from the job sector today. Jobless claims down, way down. Is our unemployment situation finally turning around?
Well, it's not turning around, but the problem is slowing down. It's getting smaller. The patient has gone from critical condition to serious condition.
Well, serious condition is better. What has to happen for us to be out of the woods?
Well, we had 466,000 new unemployment claims last week. A normal figure is about 350,000. We simply need more demand for U.S. goods and services. As the president says, we need to export more. What he doesn't talk about, though, is we need to buy fewer Chinese goods and make more stuff here so that American factories are humming and people can go back to work.
Well, thank you very much, Peter. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Take care.
And the markets are liking all of that good news this morning. Tokyo's Nikkei Index rose 0.4%. London's FTSE is up 0.75%. Germany's DAX up 0.2%. U.S. markets had an off day yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 0.1%. Oil prices are up this morning, about $76 a gallon. It won't be a cheap Thanksgiving for travelers. The average price for a gallon of gas, around $2.60 a gallon. Last year, it was $1.84 per gallon. General Motors will decide what to do with its Swedish unit Saab next week. A deal to sell the money-losing unit fell through yesterday. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more from London.
GM has three options: to find another buyer for Saab, to close it and let the brand die, or to keep it. Another buyer would be the best option for GM. Saab has lost money for 19 of the past 20 years, and GM has a lot on its plate now that it's decided to keep its other loss-making European operations, Opel and Vauxhall. But if another buyer does not materialise, some analysts here say GM is in the mood to hang on to its Swedish brand. Professor David Bailey of Coventry University.
Let's not forget that GM has come out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It's wiped off a lot of debts. It's very much rejuvenated. It's got an appetite again for turning around its European operations, and it might still see Saab as part of that.
He says Saab is an attractive upmarket brand which could have a growing appeal in emerging countries, but he concedes making Saab profitable will be a Herculean task. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as The Splendid Table, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Black Friday is nearly upon us. 134 million people are expected to hit stores in the post-turkey buying rush, snapping up toys and other gifts. You might remember a couple of years ago, safety issues hammered the toy industry. Has anything changed? David Lazarus is a business columnist for the LA Times. David, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
David, you recently visited the toy district here in L.A. What did you find?
Well, among other things, I found toys for clearly babies and toddlers. For instance, rattles and pacifiers that have been manufactured in China. And a big thing on the outside of the box saying for kids 6 months or older. But there in the corner, a little tiny sticker saying, warning, choking hazard, not for children under three. Which makes you think, wait a minute, who looks at the sticker? And second, who buys rattles and pacifiers for a three-year-old? So I think the big guys did learn their lessons. The problem is the little guys. I'm not sure if they all learn their lessons, whether we're talking about production or distribution or retail. And that's where consumers need to be most careful.
Well, we've had a lot of news sort of along those lines very recently as well with folding strollers and collapsing cribs. What is the Consumer Protection Agency doing about this?
Well, I talk to them and they say, don't worry, we're on top of it, which is, I guess, reassuring to some extent.
Like the crib.
Like the crib. And the crib, I think, is a very good example. A couple of million of these cribs were recalled this week. Now, on the one hand, there's a cup is half full aspect to this, and the system works. A dangerous product is being pulled from the marketplace. Good. On the other hand, cup is half empty because some of these cribs have been on the market for more than 16 years, which suggests that, wait a minute, somebody dropped the ball for an awful long time. So really, you can look at that both ways.
Well, there will be a lot of toy and crib buying in the coming couple of months. A lot of retailers make up to 40% of their income around this time of year. What can parents do to make sure they're buying things that are safe for their children?
Well, I think at this point, try to stick with the brands you understand. And if you cut corners and go to the smaller fly-by-night shops buying brands that you might not have heard of from places that you don't even know how to find on the map, you're taking your chances.
David Lazarus is a business columnist with the LA Times. David, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
The hot toy this holiday season?
Wake up, Zuzu Pets!
Zuzu Pets would be furry electronic hamsters who motor around. They cost about $8, but they're selling out so fast that a black market has cropped up. On eBay, a set of four is going for $130, which is still cheaper than an exterminator. I mean, real hamsters seem to have a habit of disappearing into the vents. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.